top of whiskey. Baby, I ain't fooling around. I'm feeling so bad, my heart's so sad. I might give you my guitar for whiskey.
Ed McKendry with the lead-off track from his new solo album, Blue Steps. And Ed was a guitarist in the Ed Products corporate band The Difference, the award-winning band, but that band folded quite a number of years back, and Ed has recorded this solo album during the pandemic, and I'm happy to have Ed and his co-producer Phil Jolie in the studio with me. Welcome, Ed. Welcome, Phil.
Hello, Bill. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure, and really nice to hear your album and beautiful guitar work on that track.
Thank you. Yes, it's the album's been a project that I long wanted to do, and really excited to be able to share it with everybody. And thank you to WDIY for giving us a wonderful channel into the community to share it. A lot of stories to tell about it, and really anxious to chat with you about it.
Okay, tell us a little. There's a little story behind that track, I believe.
Yeah, the first track you just heard, Guitar for Whiskey, that title came from a story that I heard on NPR that I believe you can find it on their website. This is where the NPR would take stories submitted by the general public, and this gentleman had submitted a story about his father who was a guitar player and his memory of it. And unfortunately, his father developed some alcohol issues, and the family separated, so his father kind of disappeared for like 35 years. And out of the blue, this gentleman got an email from a woman who said, "I think I have something that should belong to you." And they followed up together, and it turns out the story was that the woman had come across this gentleman's father, in a grocery store, butcher shop, where she went in to shop, and she heard a man playing the guitar in the back room. And when he came out, she said, "Wow, that was really very good guitar playing." And unfortunately, the guy was kind of strung out, and he said, "I'm all out of whiskey. I'll give you that guitar for whiskey." And she went next door, got a bottle of whiskey, gave it to the guy, and he gave her the guitar. And for 35 years, she had the guitar where two of her sons learned to play on it. And after her sons were grown and gone, she felt she wanted to reconnect with the young boy whose father's guitar she now had. And here the boy now was a guy, and you know, an adult, full adult. And she contacted him and said, "This is your father's guitar, and I think you should have it." And it was quite a story to me. But the whole idea of this poor soul being so desperate that he would give up his loved guitar for alcohol, you know, it just struck me. And I wrote the song from that spirit.
And only a quarter bottle of whiskey as well, I think.
Yeah, I hope it was good.
What a shame, right? Hey, nothing could be as good as a good guitar. Right?
That's right. I can't imagine giving up my guitar.
That's a great story. So that was behind that song. All of these songs are your own compositions, right?
Correct, yeah. I wrote them all, and the process really was, I wrote them, I produced them, I recorded them all in my quote studio, which is really my cellar of my home. I played all the instruments, and through Phil Jolie here, you know, we can tell you a story about Phil and I, but you know, eventually what happened was I recorded it and then turned over digital files to Phil, and he did the final mixes and everything for it.
And Phil is the renowned recording engineer and ex-chief engineer at the celebrated Electric Lady Studios in New York City, who has recorded all manner of different artists and Grammy winner for his engineering. Actually, just remind us, Phil, what did you win the Grammys for?
With an artist named Residente. It was a self-titled album, his first self-titled album, and I was lucky to be a part of the engineering team on that.
And you got, what's it, Urban Soul and...
Best Alternative Urban, yep.
Yeah, okay. Yes. And you had another, do you have a Latin Grammy too?
Yes, same artist, same record.
Same artist, right, okay. Yep. Hey, congratulations on that, and glad you're back here working in the Lehigh Valley now.
Thank you.
So tell us the connection and how you got involved here and your part.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah. Ed and I have known each other for a long time, and this record is, you know, part of a long ongoing musical conversation that spans generations, really. I grew up playing music with Ed's son, Chris McHenry, who was the drummer in our band growing up. And, you know, after going away to New York and engineering and producing there for about 10 years, I've returned to the Lehigh Valley. We just bought a home here in Allentown. And I'm setting up shop with a new studio here. So I'll be working locally. I'll be mixing and producing out of my home, home studio, soon to be completed. And that's where we mix this. So when Ed was completed with all the recording, you know, and production, he turned over files and I mixed at my place. And due to COVID, you know, we did a lot of this remotely. So it was a lot of, you know, phone conversations discussing, you know, what we should change and what might be better.
We didn't want to be in the room together.
Yeah. Right.
Well, hey, it was like that during the pandemic. There was so much stuff. It was, and the innovation of the recordings made remotely. And yeah, I've been playing a few of them. That Southern Culture on the Skids I played, they were all at home submitting their parts and mixing it all together.
It's a whole different world, but, you know, we make it happen.
The creative process requires you to keep on going, you know, and you find a way to work around it. You really do. And
that's right.
I mean, just to kind of build on what Phil was talking about, I mean, as Phil said, we've known each other a long, long time. And I've known Phil from early, early days of, like they say, the young guys playing in my cellar in my basement. But when Phil really went into professional work, I could hear the quality of his work and a lot of the different bands and stuff that he works with. I heard the sound of his mixes, and I thought, oh, it would be such an honor to be able to record my stuff and give it to Phil to mix it. So this Blue Steps album is the culmination of that dream for me. It really
is.
It's
a full circle experience for sure.
It really is.
Okay. And I think we need to listen to another track from it. And I'll talk to you after the track about that. There's a real range of material on this album. We heard a blues rock track to take us in. I played more of a country piece early on in the program. We're going to go out later on with more of a country folk piece, I think probably you'd describe it, her Loving Anyhow. But you have one instrumental track on here which gives you a chance to stretch instrumentally a little bit more. You're playing every instrument on this particular track, right?
This is Slipstream.
Yeah,
and it's basically an acoustic guitar, a dobro, a drums and bass, no bass, I'm sorry, drums and two acoustic guitars, really. And the dobro, so I played all of that.
Nice combination. Yeah. Let's take
not all at once.
One after the other and beautifully mixed together. Let's take a listen. Slipstream from Ed McHenry from his new Blue Steps album, right here on 88.1 WDIY. Thank you. 98.1 WDIY. Slipstream by Ed McKendry. Ed playing all of the guitars on there. Beautiful instrumental piece. Slipstream from Ed's brand new album, Blue Steps. And Ed and Phil Jolie are in the studio with me. Ed, that was a beautiful piece. My favorite piece on the album. And it just has a real nice presence to it and such a natural feel to it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love the feedback. It's great to hear that because it's something, you know, you're always, as a guitar player, you're always working and always playing and always creating. And this one just stuck with me. And, you know, adding the dobro, adding in the simple little bongo, adding in a simple little kick drum, kind of gave it some pulse, you know, and moved it along. It's interesting the feedback I've gotten on this album that many times people are picking different tracks, but this Slipstream seems to be rising to the top a little bit so far.
It's the only instrumental on the album. You have 7 tracks on there, right? That one instrumental.
Right.
You cover a lot of different ground on the album. I mentioned you've got the country folk, you've got some more country, the instrumental there, you've got some blues rock. Where does your heart really lie?
Right. I mean, it's hard to say because it is, in the era that we've grown up in, the smorgasbord of music that's out there, you know, it's all become part of the palette.
Right.
And it's interesting when you create and do your own album, what comes out. You know, you can't always. There's another song on the album called "Another Day for You," and you know, that's a little bit more, I'll say, jazzy. You know, I'm using, you know, my major 7th chords and things like that, and it's a total different feel, but it's part of me. So it's hard to say. I don't have a favorite. I love it all.
I mean, at DIY, we certainly don't either. We cover the whole spectrum of music and the blend here. We pretty much cover all the genres within the blend. So,
many voices, many choices.
So we like that. I mean, rather than just being pigeonholed.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Really nice.
And it is interesting because I guess in the world of pop radio, it's like, how do we categorize? And WDIY does a wonderful job of the blend is what it's all about.
And then with the rest of our having the jazz program and the folk programming every evening. So you might find this being played on the jazz as well.
Wonderful. I'll take it.
There you go.
Your ex-colleague John Dodds, who's on tonight.
John Dodds is one who loves Another Day for You. That's his favorite song, I believe, on the album.
Interesting. Yeah. Right. Now, if we hadn't had the pandemic, would this album have come about of a solo recording, or would you more likely have been working with other musicians?
I think it would have happened. I do it all the time in my basement. I'm always downstairs playing. I'm married to a wonderful woman who understands that for 39 years, and it's like, so it's what I do. But I think the thing that has taken this to the next level, honestly, is Phil's involvement, Phil's mix, Phil's sensitivity to the music, his feel for his mixes. I in a conversation I had with Phil a while back, I said, your mixes to me make me feel like I'm laying in a soft pillow surrounded by the music. It's just and I think this whole album has a beautiful sonic feel to it. So this went to the next level when Phil got involved, for sure.
Nice analogy.
Phil, thank you. Ed's got a great natural production instinct and has been miking himself and recording himself his entire career. So when he brought up making a record, I said, well, I think you should do the recording and the production. And being that we were in quarantine, it was kind of perfect. So, you know, he did all of the production, mic placements, everything at his place, at his studio. And once he had gotten all those sounds down and we would talk on the phone and have discussions about what arrangement maybe was best. But in the end, he would send files over and I'd mix. And ultimately, it's, you know, I'm just looking to get an understanding of his vision and to just help present that as best possible.
Well, it certainly came over extremely well. And what you can do remotely, it's been quite amazing how evolved over the year, over this last year, and what people can do now. And that's actually probably helped a lot of people who didn't have those skills before. It's really driven them to put those skills together and opened up all these different possibilities of people recording albums together when they're on different continents and maybe never even met, but they're making music together.
So true. That's a great point.
Yeah. Phil, are you looking for talent in the Lehigh Valley now with your both freelancing as engineering, but then mixing, and you'll be recording in your own studio as well?
That's right. I'll be primarily mixing in the new studio, but I do travel quite a bit to produce on location in New York City, on the West Coast, all around. But yeah, it's going to be a private mix production studio, so I'll be able to do all of that there.
If people want to contact you, how do they do so?
PhilJolie.net. Thanks for the plug.
Okay, very good. Hey, well, welcome back to the Valley, and it's always good to have extra musical capabilities. And there's a lot of musicians in the Valley who I'm sure some are looking to work with someone of your capability.
Thank you, Bill.
Ed, what do you have lined up next? Are you going to be performing any of the music here? The live with other musicians, obviously.
Right. I mean, we're in the middle of right now. I do perform regularly as a solo acoustic thing. Right now, putting bands together and things like that is not, it's difficult. It's a challenge, I'll say. But there's possibility that maybe this summer that I might be playing at a large event here in the Lehigh Valley, you know, in a solo acoustic. That'll happen some point in the summer. But I continue to play kind of select venues where I'm playing. I'm not doing the bar circuit anymore at this point in my life, but I'm always playing. And really, people can listen to a lot of my music on my website is edmckendrymusic.com.
Okay.
I also have
any gigs would be on there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and my schedule's on there. But I also have a very robust YouTube page, Ed McKendry, you know, music on YouTube.
Some great tunes on there.
And also, you know, Facebook, so Ed McKendry Music. But my work background, I was a video producer and video production, so I do a lot of videos and stuff of me playing and recording all the instruments and on my YouTube page, so you can hear a mix of original music as well as obscure cover tunes and stuff.
Hey, and that's good. Both are good. And you don't have to do all original music. There can be some great cover versions. Just what we listened to there, Judy Collins doing White Bird, a totally different treatment than the original, but fresh and interesting.
Yeah, I have cuts of, you know, covers of obscure Bob Dylan songs, and you know, those who are into Bob Dylan will comment and they'll say, you know, wow, where's that arrangement from? You know, it's just me. It's my interpretation of it. There's a Led Zeppelin, you know, Going to California song I do on my website, on my YouTube page. And it's kind of, I don't sing like Robert Plant, but I sing like Ed McKendry. And people like it. It comes out differently, but it has its own personality.
Okay, so your website again, where people can check out for any performances?
It's edmckendrymusic.com.
Okay, very good. And on YouTube, as you said. So you'll likely be doing solo performances. Do you have plans for putting together a band again?
At this point, I do not.
No.
I've always, you know, in all the years I've been playing, which is a long, long time, I've been through bands and things like that, and it's always great. But bands are a challenge, you know, and you have to have a big commitment. And at this point, I'm kind of enjoying this project that we just finished. I'm enjoying the afterlife of it, the early getting it of its own legs. And we'll see where it leads, you know, we'll see.
Well, and we had some collaboration in reaching out to pedal steel players for the record, actually.
Right.
So that was kind of like putting together a band of pedal steel players.
Right. And you have two, let's give them a name check. You have two pedal steel players. One, actually, both of them are on the track I've got lined up to go out with.
Her
Loving
right.
Anyhow has both pedal steel players, right?
That's a bold production choice, eh?
Yeah. The quick story behind that. There are two separate pedal steel players. One is a contact that Phil had from his work in New York City.
That's Will Hensley.
Hensley, and Will Hensley plays on "Too Easy to Cry."
That's right.
As well as this upcoming cut here, "Her Loving Anyhow." The other gentleman is a gentleman named Sasha Oranowski, and I found him online. He played with Keith Urban. He played with Garth Brooks. So he's a big-time guy as well. And this is, as you mentioned earlier, this technology today enables us to work together, although we never meet face-to-face. So I have no idea what Sasha looks like or who he is, but you know, we exchanged a lot of emails and a lot of files, and they both did a wonderful job on this album.
And the important thing is what they sound like, right?
So yeah.
Let us take a listen to this track, "Her Loving Anyhow," Ed McKendry from Blue Steps, with the guesting of the two the two pedal steel players we just talked about. 88.1 WDIY. Thank you.
this started was all good times and smiles. And even my best friend had a jealous eye. We shared everything from the bottle with all our weight on the throttle. It felt so good to be with her and alive. Now somewhere along the road, a stranger was born. A woman unlike any I'd known before. Her blue eyes would go black. I'd pray for my girl to come back. I thought about getting out. What for? I don't care for the way she talks to me when she drinks. I don't care for the way she puts me down in a crowd. I don't like her when she sometimes says she's leaving me. But I can't give up her loving anyhow. Now early on, I should have seen the signs. Her old man, he had his highs and lows. You see, he struggled with demons, and it would hurt to see him. Still a good man, I suppose. I don't care for the way she talks to me when she drinks. I don't care for the way she puts me down in a crowd. I don't like her when she sometimes says she's leaving me. But I can't give up her loving anyhow. So clear to those on the outside. So clear that something's got to change. The woman I love, she's still there on the inside. And I'll fight every day for her name. So I'm gonna stay right here by her side forever and do anything I can to help her through. She's still my best friend. That's how it's always been. And I gave her my word, that's true. I don't care for the way she talks to me when she drinks. I don't care for the way she puts me down in a crowd. I don't like her when she sometimes says she's leaving me. But I can't give up her loving anyhow. I don't care for the way she talks to me when she drinks. I don't care for the way she puts me down in a crowd. I don't like her when she sometimes says she's leaving me. But I can't give up her loving anyhow. I can't give up her loving anyhow. I can't give up her loving.
J.1 WDIY, Ed McKendry with another track from his Blue Steps album. The piece we listened to there, Her Loving Anyhow. Almost got the tracks mixed up there.
It's easy because it doesn't make sense, Her Loving Anyhow, but that's how it came out.
good enough indeed. Yeah, nice track, nice with the both of the pedal steels on there as well. Yeah. Your dobro was in there as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was Phil's suggestion. We had two separate steel players play on the song to see which one we could get better. And Phil said, no, they're both good. Let's use them both. And he spread them out, you know, you're listening on headphones left and right ear, and a beautiful effect.
Okay, really nice. I'm sorry our time is run out, so thank you for coming down here and sharing your new album and sharing the background behind it and sharing each of your personal backgrounds a little bit. It was a real pleasure.
Bill, thank you so much, and thank you to WDIY.
Thank you, this was a blast.